question.
Oh, I was just commenting.
Actually, she didn't add, I just started blurting stuff.
I didn't think of it. I messed you up, didn't I? Real sorry.
That's okay. Anyway, with your allergies kicking in at a specific time every night, there's something more going on than an allergy.
Okay.
So you need to look to when it kicked in the first time and see what was going on.
I have no idea. I'll have to do some asking.
Yes, you are, because it's not an allergy.
Yes, ma'am.
You're welcome. Okay, we're open. Yes.
So this is a question from a friend of mine. I was telling him about the Encyclopedia of Angels and all the angels in it, and he said, how did that knowledge come about all the angels in it?
You need to look into the book. It explains that. Okay. How she gathered the information from all different cultures all around the world, okay. Ancient documents, all that sort of thing. So that's actually in there.
So like a cross religion, yeah. Thing, uh-huh. Even probably, but using the same angels.
Cross cultural. We've got the book back in.
Yeah, it's back in. We finally got it back in.
So that wasn't given from source?
No. No. But it does, a lot of the information in there actually does correspond. Like I was told about the Shaddai. And then I looked in there about the Shaddai. And the Shaddai is actually an ancient symbol. And when I looked at the symbol, I saw everything in English rather than Hebrew. And so I was reading it off. And then later it explained what it said. And that was basically what I had been reading on the actual Shaddai. So, yeah, it did correspond, which is, I thought, kind of cool. And some of the angels' names correspond. I'm not going to tell you that all of them do. I don't know. But a lot of them do. So, and you can get into the keys of Enoch. You can get into the keys of Solomon, which gives the angelic names of the angels and what they do, what time to work with them, all that sort of thing. And it does work, and it corresponded with the information I had gotten direct. So
he was just wondering, he was more of the kind of, just whatever the Bible says is what's truth. And so he was wondering where all those names came from in the encyclopedia if they weren't mentioned in the Bible.
You're talking about the 72 names of God?
Well, just all of the names in the encyclopedia of angels, all the angels' names.
Oh, the angels' names. Okay, not the names of God.
Not the names of God, but where the angels' names. Because there's literally thousands of angels in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fallen.
Right. And he was just wondering where that information was ascertained.
Do you have the book itself?
Yes, I do.
It's in your book.
I need to read it, yeah.
Yeah, it would
help. That was a nice call.
I'm going to ask you and get an answer.
Shortcut.
Sorry.
Yeah, you figured me out.
You do your own work.
What's the clip?
I didn't give you 25.
That's the shortcut.
It's an extra 25 for the clip notes.
Just learn the A's and the Z's and the rest of the
in your spare time.
Really? Yeah, well, it's a good question. Not to me.
Oh. I like that. That's a great question for somebody else.
Yeah. I didn't write the book.
That was a funny. It was
a funny. Okay.
So the drums for the punchline.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay, questions. Anybody got any questions? Then we got to get back on topic.
What is the topic that you would like to get back on, Carol?
I don't know.
She started talking about emotions and pushing buttons.
Yeah, I thought it was emotions and buttons and all that good stuff. And somewhere we got into
travel,
exorcisms and ghosts. Yeah, it was his fault.
I'm getting ready to divert it again here.
And time zones. And
we were.
That travel.
Was, yeah, travel. Mm-hmm. Time travel.
So I got a question.
Okay.
As far as energies that are in houses,
okay,
can they gain energy from electrical appliances in the house?
Now, are you speaking energies, or are you speaking entities or spirits?
One of the three.
Well,
do you know?
If it's energy, if it's, is it
Steve, energy? Steve, everything's energy.
Right. So.
Okay. You can be in a house, if you, like, if I get really, really upset, I can kinetically burst light bulbs, make things go off, kill machines. I went through a phase where I took out my refrigerator and my stove and my computers. A lot of light bulbs.
That's why your TV went out. You did it.
I did not do that. Maybe. But kinetic energy can affect stuff. Okay? So that could be it. Spirits can definitely mess with phones, computers, television, lights, anything electrical. And have been known to do that.
I just had a friend that had an iMac computer, and she said whenever she had her iMac on was when she would see the apparition in her house, and it was one particular apparition. And so she kept her iMac off. Because she saw the correlation. And she felt it was something, she called it an energy vortex, which I don't know if that's,
I don't think that's correct.
But what she was saying was that it was an energy source for whatever this apparition was.
Yeah, batteries can be energy source.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I can drain batteries really, really easily if I'm in psychic mode.
How about an aquarium with water in it?
Water, that conducts energy.
Yeah.
And for anything like that, it's a really good conductor. The bathroom is a very good conductor.
Because there's water.
Water.
Right. And it's a good medium between
the
entity or energy and
water. Yes. It can give them some.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it works.
The bathroom's a good place to look for your guides for the first time or look at your aura in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you can look in your mirror anywhere and you can still see your aura.
But I mean,
it's great, great ideas, though.
It's the lighting.
The lighting helps, too.
There's good lighting in the bathroom.
I think the water, too. Don't you? No.
Not for your aura.
No. For your guides, though, do you think?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good conductor.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I really need an answer, you going into the bathroom where there's water, you can get the answer better. So, yeah, sort of, yeah. Showers are really good.
Yeah. You do some of your best thinking in the shower, huh?
Yeah.
I do all my prayer work in the shower.
There you go. It's a good place. Mm-hmm. Good conductor.
Mm-hmm. Feel a little self-conscious sometimes.
You guys will get over that. Yeah. There is really
and really
nobody
to say. I'm going to tell them what you
said.
Can I tell
y'all
what my husband just said?
I don't know.
Tell these people to flush first.
Okay. Now, I'm going to try to get back on target. I've only got 10 minutes to do it. That's going to be fun. Do you guys understand what I said about the difference between righteous anger and temper? Mm-hmm. And how it feels? Every time you have a negative, not a positive, but a negative emotion, it shows you your weakness. So you need to use it as a tool for your own personal growth. When you feel that button getting pushed, you need to recognize that it's been pushed and your reaction is a negative weakness. And you need to shore it up. If you will start using it as a tool, it can work out very well for you and you can actually learn to master your emotions. Now, I'm not going to tell you that you're going to master all your emotions. It's not going to happen. You are human. And you can have emotions there. You thought you got it through this level of your emotions, and you got another level under here that you didn't know you took care of, and you get slapped there. And all of a sudden, you're reacting again. So be aware of that. But that's another level you have to look at and work on. Now, how do you work on it? You have to make a decision. The decision is, I am doing a negative reaction. I have a weakness in this area, and I am going to make a decision that I'm not going to have this anymore. You make a decision that you're not doing it anymore, that it's a weakness.
It helps to say it out loud.
Yes, it does. Words are power. And recognize it. Really be aware of what you're reacting to, how and why. And stop it. Master it. It can be done. I've done a lot of it. I'm not 100%, I guarantee you.
We never will be.
You never will be. You're here. This is what you're here for, part of it.
When you do, you'll be going somewhere else.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You'll hit a whole different new level. And then you'll be brought back to this one again for its other levels.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's okay not to be perfect. It's okay to make mistakes. That's how you grow and learn. It's okay to start working on your weaknesses, because we all have weaknesses, and not a single human being here that doesn't have weaknesses. Me included. I couldn't teach you any of this unless I walked the walk myself. Otherwise, be blind leading the blind. I get a lot of that, too.
There is a lot of that.
There is a lot of that, yes. Mm-hmm. And stop trying to fix other people. You need to respect other people. They're right to be wrong in your eyes. They have their path, you have your path. If their path doesn't look okay in your eyes, don't worry about it. It's not yours. Don't do judgments. You can do discernments. It's healthy to do a discernment, because you discern whether this person is good in your life or not good in your life. Learn to trust yourself. Learn to trust your own instincts. If you meet someone and you feel distrust, it's because you don't need to be trusting them. They're not good in your life in that way. Don't be wanting to put rose-colored glasses on. It's the worst mistake you can make. There are bad people in this world. Sorry. But there really, really are. There are people that are very, very vicious, vile. It's unfortunate, but it's a truth. Please make people earn your trust. Do not give your trust away. That's how con artists win. Don't you trust me? They'll lay a guilt trip on you so that you'll trust them, so they can rip you off. Try to be wise. Feel. Trust yourself. Trust God. Let others earn your trust. Any questions on that? You got it? Sort of, for right now. It slips away. It really does. You have to really hang on to it. You have to make this a daily part of your life. You can't go, I'm going to work on my evolvement, my spirituality on Sunday from this time to this time. You have to be a daily practice with it. You have to use it virtually for everything if you really want to get it. But the first thing above all else is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The golden rule. If you live by that, you're way better off.
Well, that applies to you working with spirits, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Working with everything. Absolutely everything.
So, I got the definition for judgment and discernment, just okay. In the spirit of liking to define things. A judgment is an opinion or an act or process of forming an opinion or making a decision after a careful thought. Discernment is the ability to see or understand people, things, and situations clearly and intelligently.
And there is the gift of discernment. Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there are many gifts there. But the gift of discernment is the ability to know, to feel on a soul level the motive and agenda of other people. And you can ask for the gift of discernment. You can ask for gifts. Be prepared.
Hmm.
I mean, you can, and you have, if you sincerely mean it, you can be given those gifts. I had my daughter's best friend who desperately wanted to be able to see spirits. She asked for the gift of being able to see spirits, and it was given to her, and she completely freaked out. And just scared to death. And I asked her if she wanted it to be removed from her. And she did, and it got removed. Mm. So be cautious in what you ask for. Is it really out there?
You just might get it.
You just might get it.
Like
yeah.
Patience.
Woohoo. Oh, yeah. Well, I had one of my students wanted to see the demonic. And
scary.
And she showed up on my doorstep, and her hair was like frazzled, and she was absolutely frantic. I said, "Good Lord, what happened?" And she had this squirt gun, one of these, you know, mega squirt guns filled with salt water.
Salt water.
Yeah,
that's salt water.
That's something I do.
And she said, "I can see the demonic, and they're everywhere."
Yeah.
And she was just absolutely freaked out.
Well, she was squirting with the salt.
She was squirting. Yeah, well, it works.
Oh. That's sad, but it's hilarious.
Well, yeah, it was both. Yes, it was.
So you got that power away from her.
Yeah.
It's funny after the fact. It's really not funny.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Sad, but funny, yeah.
She's very cerebral, okay? I mean, and she has to have proof. I'm pretty much the same way. I have to have proof, too. She wanted proof.
She got proof.
Oh,
and a super soaker full of
cheese. Well, hair's like that, a squirt.
But her hair was...
And a squirt can, it's hilarious. I mean, super
soaker. So just be
cautious. What you're asking.
Think through what you're asking
absolutely.
For.
Absolutely.
I can't promise you that it'll happen every time. I don't know. I've seen it happen 3 times on 3 different separate occasions. Not any more than that. But, and you can't, there are some gifts you simply won't be given because you're absolutely not equipped. Like teleportation. I've had people want teleportation. I don't think you're going to get teleportation, but it's a good thought.
There are people that can handle it, though.
Maybe.
But they're on the Big Bang Theory, though.
They travel in the TARDIS.
I think it'd be very cool. It'd save a lot of money.
A lot of time.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to do that.
Depending upon how you felt after you teleported someplace.
I don't know.
I said it would depend upon how much time you would save.
It would probably
felt.
Be like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think it'd be a cool gift. I've never done it, so.
Next time Harry calls, I'll ask him.
Okay. That'll work.
My ringtone is Harry Potter.
Would that be similar to J.J. Hertak's Merkaba?
Merkaba? Merkaba, yeah. Yes.
That helps with teleportation?
Yeah. Oh, actually it does. Yeah. It's a form of teleportation.
Yeah.
It's a body. It's a vehicle.
Right.
Of teleportation.
Right. For the consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Out.
Soul consciousness.
Right.
Yes.
And where can you teleport to using the Merkaba?
Anywhere.
In the universe?
Yeah. Now you're going to make me explain about the Merkaba, aren't you? You did that on purpose.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock.
Shall we save that for next time?
Thank you.
There was something I was supposed to ask this time and save from last time, remember?
You wrote it down, honey.
Sorry.
Yeah, you wrote it down.
You wrote it down.
I'm going to go home and try.
We'll get that.
What was the other thing that you were supposed to write down?
I don't know.
Membrane thinner between dimensions between the third and fourth dimension during Halloween.
Why is membrane thinner now?
Yeah, it was bad during that time.
Next time.
Yeah. Great. Yep, absolutely.
They are on the official phone for all of you. Smack me with it if I forget.
The questions.
Questions.
She just wrote the questions down that we're supposed to go back to next time.
Oh my God, technology.
Whip out the 2x4 if I forget.
I'll never get out of this, will I?
Well, it is Christmas the next meeting, though, too.
Oh, that's right.
And then the meeting after, that's the first of the year meeting.
And that will be on the 15th, the predictions of January.
January 1st is on that Friday this year, so
yeah, but
it would be the next Friday.
Yeah, it'll be the next Friday.
15th.
No.
I don't know if I told you, and I don't think I told them that the next 14 months everything's going to be upside down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.